Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say, O Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say,
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله عقائد عالم نور مجسم شاہ آدم بنی آدم اب بلوت نبی Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, once again we are gathered here. Miladun Nabi is the main theme of this program. And in Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we explain the glory, the shan, the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who can explain the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam better than Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah? So today, in this Miladun Nabi celebration, we will learn the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the tongue of Ala Hazrat. We need to understand his approach, his thinking, his imaginations, his emotional connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he is Imam of Ahle Sunnat, and that what he says and what he writes, it is for himself as well, and as well as to teach every Sunni, because he is our Imam. So when we learn through him, we can try to understand little bit how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to respect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Zameen o zaman tumhare liye." He's telling us how to connect yourself with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to understand his status. Don't think he's like me and you. He's very different, very unique, very high. So see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the eyes of Ala Hazrat, and then celebrate Miladun Nabi.
Subhanallah.
So you will enjoy it differently and you will reach a different level of love and respect and reverence for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zameen o zaman tumhare liye. Do you all understand Urdu? No. Let me explain. Zameen, earth. Zaman, time. Tumhare liye, for you. It means, Ya Rasulullah, the earth is made for you. And the time is made for you. Chunino chuna tumhare liye, bane do jahan tumhare liye. Chunino chuna, here and there, this and that, which means everything. Chunino chuna means everything. Bane do jahan, and both the worlds are created for you, Ya Rasulullah. See what Ala Hazrat is teaching. Ala Hazrat is teaching that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is wajhe kainat. Do you know the meaning of wajhe kainat? You must be hearing them in naats. Wajhe kainat means cause of the creation of the universe. This is actually the translation of Hadith Mubarakah. There is cause for everything. Cause to create universe is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah. Lawla kalama khalaqtul aflaq. Lawla kalama khalaqtul dunya. If you were not there, O beloved, this is Hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this. If you were not there, O beloved, I would not have created heavens.
Aye, aye.
If you were not there, I would not have created this dunya. The dunya that you live in, this domain, this earth, where you have trees, animals, plants, oxygen, vegetable, fruits, food for you to live. This dunya would not have been there, O beloved, if you were not there. This is Milad celebration. So Milad celebration is to recognize the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chunino chuna tumhare liye, bane do jahan tumhare liye. Now the next, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, hum aaye yahan tumhare liye, uthe bhi wahan tumhare liye. What it means? It means, Ya Rasulullah, we have come here for you. What it means? We have come here for you. It means, Ya Rasulullah, we have come here in this dunya, we are born, we are created for you. For you means to believe in you. And whatever you have brought with you to believe in that. You told us there is Allah. We believed there is Allah. Nobody saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. You told us that He is one. People were saying, there are millions. God for food, God for water, God for children, God for weather, God for sun, God for moon, God for this, God for that. There's a long list of gods. People were telling us, but Ya Rasulullah, we are made for you. You told us there is one, so we believe that. We don't believe other people because we are not made for them. We believe in you because we are made for you. Then, we are made for you, Ya Rasulullah. So, number one, I counted so we can believe in you. We can respect you. And we can love you. We are made for you. So for this reason, we are respecting you, we are following you, we are loving you. Our life is all around you. You are the central point of our life and we circle around you like the Hajis circle around the Kaaba. And he's Kaaba of the Kaaba. Haji, aao! Shahinshaha ka roza dekho. Kaaba to dekh chuke, ab Kaabe ka Kaaba dekho.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
You know we are here to love him.
Subhanallah.
Hum aaye yahan? Tumhare liye. Just only to love him? Or there's more requirement? We are here to love Him and love those who love Him.
Allah.
Keep that in mind.
Allah.
All Sahaba Ikram love Him.
Allah.
So we love all Sahaba.
Allah.
All Ahle Bayt love Him.
Allah.
So we love all Ahle Bayt.
Allah.
All awliya Allah love him. So we love all awliya Allah. And all ashkane rasul sayyul aqeedah sunni ulama love him. So we love all of them. Because we are made for him. He is our point of reference for everything. We are made for him. This is the message of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So we are trying to understand Milad and the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He teaches us. And he teaches us so we can practice. He says, Ya Rasulullah, we came here for you. Hum aaye yahan tumhare liye, but we will leave one day. And for whose sake we would leave, with what intention we would leave, what intention must we make when we die? Very interesting. Do you make intention when you die? I think most people make intention when they are about to die that I want to live more. Isn't it? Who can go so deep and think these things except our master, our leader, our imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Fazil Barelvi Nawwar Allah Markadahu. Learn Milad through his mind. He says, Jaan de do. وعدہ دیدار پر نقد اپنا دام ہو ہی جائے گا. He says there is a promise that when you go in the qabr, you will have didar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will have ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will come in your grave. Angels will ask, ma kunta taqulu fi hadha ar-rajul, what you used to say about this personality. In the qabr I will see him. Oh Raza, give your life for that promise, because he will come and I will see him. That's the niyat. That's the niyat of death. So can we make that niyat? That inshallah, I will die to go into the qabr to see my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قبر میں لہرائیں گے تا حشر چشم نور کے, جلوہ فرما ہوگی جب طلعت رسول اللہ. He says when رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم will come in my قبر, then the lights will wave like fountains. You know, this way. Lights coming out from my cover and they're waving this way. It's so enjoyable. There's light and it's waving. He'll say that I would start seeing and enjoying, and this will keep on happening till the day of Hashr, till the day of Qiyamah. Because once he arrives in the qabr of Ashq-e Rasool, and then he is gone, but his noor will not be gone. His noor would still be there in my qabr. So he teaches you, oh Miladis, oh those who believe in Milad celebration, don't just do it as a ritual. Do it with a bigger purpose. And bigger purpose is to learn something very important, to connect yourself with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala teaches us, oh those who believe in Milad al-Nabi, don't you know? Your mind should be in Medina. Your heart should be in Medina. Your ruh should be in Medina. You should celebrate Milad al-Nabi to reach this level. Not just a ritual. You need to leave this function with a commitment within your heart. That today I will leave. I want to reach that level. Al-Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala who says, you know, people want to chase you away from Medina. They want to disconnect you from Medina. This is what Shaitan wants and his students want. So Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala makes you stand up on your feet. And he puts that ruh back into you. And he says, Jano dil, hosh o khirat, سب تو مدینے پہنچے. تم نہیں چلتے رضا, سارا تو سامان گیا. Now it's the very same land, very same place from where Shaitan and his students and his soldiers want to cut you off. You know, they say, remove the essence of Rasulullah from his heart. Remove the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his heart. He must have no connection left with Madinatul Munawwara. Allah says, O Raza, your life, your heart, your consciousness, your intellect, all these are your assets. یہ تمہارا سامان ہے. All of them are gone to Medina. Why are you sitting in India? تم نہیں چلتے رضا؟ He is questioning himself. Are you not going? Because your assets are gone, your goods are gone, your baggage is gone, your hosh, your intelligence is gone, your akal is gone, your love is gone, your heart is gone, your mind is gone, your soul is gone, your life is gone. Everything is gone to Madinatul Munawwara. Why are you sitting here? So, based on his teachings, Dawat-e-Islami developed an attitude. You know that? They wanted to disconnect you from Medina. Dawat-e-Islami working on the principles of Ala Hazrat, working very hard to connect you with Medina. You know, sometimes you realize, you know, why they do Medina, Medina for everything. Everything Medina. Darul Uloom is called Jamiatul Medina. Madrasa is called Madrasatul Medina. A TV channel is called Madani channel. Madani Kafila, Madani, Madani, Medina, Medina. Do you know why they do that? They want you to connect with Medina subconsciously. So this is the message of Ala Hazrat. Jano dil ho shukhirat, sab to Medine pahunche. Tum nahi chalte raza, sara to saman gaya. You know, this is the kind of ishq you need to develop. Ala Hazrat, as our Imam, he teaches us. This is the purpose of Milad celebration. Why you came here to learn this and then go back and start thinking differently? Did you ever think? You know, sky is on top of you. If you look at the sky, do you see sky straight just like as a plate on top of your head? Or do you see sky like this? Isn't it? From every angle you see, it's high and then it's going down. Then it's going down, it's going down. Everywhere you see, it's going down. It's bended. It's bent. Look at Ala Hazrat's brain.
Right.
Very strange. He says, no, there's a reason. He says, this didn't happen coincidentally. He says, no, the real reason is there was a debate between the earth and the sky. Sky said, I'm greater. Earth said, I'm greater. They started giving their daleels, their proofs. So they're now arguing. Earth is saying, I got this, I got this. You know, sky is saying, I got this, I got this, I got this. So sky finally says, you know, you are dark. I'm bright. Look, moon is in me. Sun is in me. Stars are in me. Galaxies are in me. If I'm not there, you are dark. If my sun is not there, you are dark. If my moon is not there, you are dark. What face do you have to debate with me? Sky is telling. Al-Hazrat says, the earth gave one proof. The earth gave one proof to sky, then see what happened to sky. Aha. He says, kham ho gai, pushte falak ustane zameen se. Sun,
ہم پہ مدینہ ہے وہ رتبہ ہے ہمارا. He said, the final argument earth gave to the sky. Said, sun, hey sky, listen. I'm the one upon whom is Medina and the Qabr Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there was no argument left with the sky, and the back of sky bent. Allah. It was such a knock. It was such a knock by the earth to the sky that the back of sky bent. That's why you see from all angle, it's bent, it's going down. Look at the imagination of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala. He looks at everything with the love and ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the message that you should learn from the Milad celebration. It's a guidance for you, for me. Start thinking differently when you think of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, when he went to Madinatul Munawwara, he went for Hajj. You also go for Hajj, isn't it? Nowadays, people go for Hajj very often because they got money. Traveling has become very easy. Aeroplanes, few hours, you're there. And so many people go for Umrah many times in the year. And then when they're there, they start missing home. 10 days, 8 days, Hajj, 40 days, 1 month, whatever. All is done and now they're missing home. They want to go back. And then they start getting irritated and angry with things, with the services. There's so many people from different parts of the world with different behaviors. Sicknesses, diseases, flu, all that happening because too many people from too many places. So we want to rush back home, place of our comfort. Ala Hazrat says, no, no, no. This is not the place that you should be thinking that I must leave. So Ala Hazrat says, somebody came and gave this opinion. It's time to go back. You are in Madinatul Munawwara. It's time to go back. He says, ye rai kya thi wahan se palatne ki ae nafs. He's actually explaining his pain. When somebody comes and says, let's go, let's go. Kafila is ready, bus is ready. Transportation is ready, let's go, leave Medina, time is up. He says, what was this opinion of returning or going back or departing? Oh, the one who's telling me this news, you have no idea what you have done to me. Ulti churi se hame halal kiya. You know, you slaughter a chicken, a goat, you have knife, one side is very sharp and the other side is dull, not sharp. So from which side, if you slaughter an animal, that gives less pain and it's easy? The sharp side or the dull side? Okay, now you say, no, 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 I'm not gonna slaughter with the sharp side. I'm gonna slaughter with the dull side, the other side. How much pain would you give to the animal? Can you imagine? Look at the feeling of Ala Hazrat. He says, oh, the one who suggested, let's go from Medina. You have no idea what have you done to me. You have slaughtered me with the knife from the dull side. Not from the sharp side. Had you slaughtered me from the sharp side, my pain would have been less. But now, my pain is too big. Have you ever felt like this when you were leaving Medina? You went to Makkah, you did your Umrah, you did all your ziyarats, you came to Medina, you spent your 10 days, you read your 40 namazes, now time is up to go, everybody's happy, let's go home, let's go home, let's go home. Have you ever felt this pain that Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu is teaching us, oh people who believe in Milad, this should have been your feeling. So Milad did not teach you that. Maybe you did not learn Milad or discuss Milad through Ala Hazrat. When you discuss Milad through Ala Hazrat, then you get this wisdom, this feeling, this love, this ishq. And then he describes further, he says, Ho gaya dhak se kaleja mera. You know, when you get a news of some tragedy, some calamity, what happens to the heart? Dhak, dhak, dhak. You know that situation? Heartbeat. You're very worried about something. Your heart starts beating very fast. Even person sitting next to you can hear. So he describes that situation. He says, Ho gaya dhak se kaleja mera. He says, when hai rukhsat ki sunane wale, he said, the person who came and told me, it is now time to depart. My heart started beating so heavily that everyone who was around me could hear the dhak, dhak, dhak of my heart. Have you ever felt this way when you went to Madinatul Munawwara and you were leaving? If you didn't feel it, then read Ala Hazrat, study Ala Hazrat. Then that's the reason why everywhere you go, ulama are telling you, follow Ala Hazrat, follow Ala Hazrat, follow Ala Hazrat. People are telling you, connect yourself to Ala Hazrat, His teachings, His love, His ishq, His muhabba.
Subhanallah.
Where else are you going to find it? He says, oh, you going to Medina. How you feel? What's your feeling? You excited, na? But to what level your excitement reaches? Oh, mashallah, nice Gumbad-e-Khazra. Oh, we used to see in the photos, on the calendars. Oh, mashallah, we are seeing now with the naked eyes. Oh, very happy. That's maximum. Maximum excitement. Or maybe some tears might come in the eyes and flow. Maximum. Allah Azza says, no. You have no idea where you are.
Hey.
He says, haram ki zami aur kadam rakh ke chalna. He says, oh ashkan rasool, oh those who say, I want to give my life for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ghulami rasool mein maut bhi qabool hai. I'm ready to die. But do you know where you are? You are haram ki zameen. You are in Madinatul Munawwara. And you walking with your feet. Don't you have shame? Feet is the lowest part of your body. You're putting the lowest part of your body on that earth. حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا, he's questioning. ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے, oh one who's going to Madinatul Munawwara, this is the time that you should be walking through your head, not through your feet. Imagination, it's not possible to walk with head, but at least he expresses his feeling. He says, no, if there was any place in the world where I should have been walking with the head, because head is the top part of the body, most important part of the body, most respected part of the body, your brain which controls your whole body is here, that box is here. Even in subconsciousness, you know how important it is. If somebody comes with a stick to want to attack you, what you do? Without being trained, without taking any lesson from anyone, you do this. Why you do this? He's going to hit you on your hand. There are bones that can break. You know, pain can be caused. Every part that's hurt, you know, the pain would be caused. But why are you so worried about the head? Because even subconsciously, you know it. Head is the most important part of my body. Not the foot. People have sugar, their feet are cut off, they're still living. But imagine if somebody's head is cut off. How long would he live? So what's most important? Foot to head. So foot is your lowest part that touches the ground, you know, dirty, filthy places. You're walking from there, your foot is there. Ala Hazrat, is Ala Hazrat. He says, haram ki zami aur kadam rakke chalna, are sar ka mauka hai ho jane wa. Then Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala no, takes us to another world of imagination. You believe in Milad because you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What's your reason? What's your reason that you believe in Milad? You honor the invitation of Milad. You come and attend. What's your answer? I love Rasulullah. I do it for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Words are very nice, love. But true feeling of love is something different. Ala Hazrat taught that. When he went to Medina, anything of Medina that he sees, he writes something about it. He praises it. Whether it's a tree, whether it's a mountain, whether it is a bird, whether it is a sparrow, whether it is a dog, whether it is a cat, he writes something. That's you call ishq. That's what you call muhabbat. He developed a feeling. And in the world of imagination, he says, you went there, you were in Medina, there were dogs of Medina. Dogs of Medina love meat. All dogs love meat. Why did you not cut the piece of your heart and fed the dog of Medina? Why did you not do that? He's questioning himself. Why did you not do that? He says, what could have happened? You would have died? Now imagine you open and take a piece of heart out with a knife or scissor or something. What will happen to you? You die, isn't it? Just straight raw cut. Not by doctors who are doing operation trying to unblock your arteries. I mean, just a cut. The end result is death. So now in his level of ishq, he is questioning himself. O Raza, why did you not cut a piece of your heart and gave it to the dogs of Medina to eat. Un sagane kuse itni jaan pyari wah wah. You love your jaan, your life more than the dogs of street of the beloved. The dogs of the street of beloved are more important than your life, O Ahmad Raza. And then he says, wah wah, bada ashiq banta hai. You act like you are a big ashiq. You write so much. You pray so much. You defend his shan and his shaukat and his status. And then he says, wah wah, are wah, badi baate karta hai. वो उन सगाने कू से इतनी जान प्यारी. सो एवेंचुअली यू प्रेफर्ड योर लाइफ ओवर द डॉग्स ऑफ मदीना. दिस शुड नॉट हैव बीन द कंडीशन. द कंडीशन शुड हैव बीन यू शुड हैव कट द पीसेस ऑफ योर हार्ट एंड कॉल द डॉग्स ऑफ मदीना एंड से कम ईट. And then he says, Raza, kisi sage taiba ke paon bhi chume, tum aur ah ke itna dimag leke chale. You went to Medina. You know, the lowest thing that people will run away are like dogs. They don't want to be near, saliva must not touch, you know, park, na park issues. People don't want to be near there. So Ala Hazrat finds the lowest creation in the Medina, and then he expresses his love and he questions himself, Raza, kisi sage taiba ke paon bhi chume? Did you kiss the feet of any dog of Medina, O Raza? People don't even kiss the hands of their mothers and their fathers, even though their mothers and their fathers are their biggest murshid and biggest peer. Your mother and your father taught you kalima. They taught you about Allah. They taught you about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They taught you about namaz. They taught you everything of basic deen. You don't take them as your murshid. You don't take them as your peer. You don't kiss their hands. Because we follow certain traditions, we want to be looked politically correct. We want to be like everyone because everyone is doing that. Hazrat came from so and so place. Even if he has not taught you one thing, you want to kiss his hand and his feet. But those who taught you so much, you never kiss their hands. You never showed that kind of respect to your parents, to your ustad in madrasa. The appa that teaches you in madrasa, they are your peers. They are your murshids. Because they guided you. So Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, is guiding us. O students of Ishq, O students of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who love to come to Miladun Nabi, question yourself when you are there. Kisi sage taiba ke paon bhi chume? Tum aur ah ke itna dimag leke chale. That's your intellect, that's your understanding, that's your comprehension. So, in other words, he's saying that if you haven't done that, then you failed.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mubalik for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success, say, O Mubalik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success, stay.